بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter that we should have moderation in our ibadah. We should not do it excessively more than what we can manage. And that of course refers to nafal ibadah. Faras, we have to do the full, there is no moderation in faras. The same wajib and sunnat e muakkada, that all we have to do. In nafal, there should be moderation. But this doesn't really apply to us. We are hardly doing a little bit of nafal. There is no question of us having moderation. If a person makes a lot of ibadat, then this will apply to that person. So anyway, we read the hadith where the three people came to the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inquired of the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that, one of them said, I won't sleep at night, whole night I will make ibadat. Another one said, I will keep every day rozas. And the third person told, I won't get married, I will just make ibadat. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to know of this, he disapproved of that. And he said also that a person who turns away from my sunnah is not of me. So even in making lot of ibadat, in making halal things haram, that also we are going against Sharia. So everything we must keep it in its limits and according to Sharia. Not what we would like, but what Sharia commands us, that is what we must go according to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are a few further points that we should take note of. The hadith highlights the virtue of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and the enthusiasm to excel in worship and obedience. This was one great quality of the Sahaba, where we know they went, they gave their lives to the spreading of deen. And that time, that was the greatest demand to spread deen in the whole world. And it is mind-boggling if we trace their journeys they had undertaken, where and where they had gone, and under what circumstances and conditions. And they took the message of Islam and spread it in the world. In those places, today we find that somebody is not receptive. He is a Muslim, but he's not receptive for the truth. They went into places where those people knew nothing of Islam, where there was no deen in those places whatsoever, in which they had the other religion, and they converted those people and made them as Muslims as though they were Arabs. Like for example, Egypt, Syria, all these countries, they were not Muslim countries at all. They were Christian and staunch Christians. But the way the Sahaba had worked, today we regard them as Arabs. Not only as Muslims, but they changed their whole identity and they regard themselves as Arabs, they themselves. The world regards Egypt as an Arab country, Syria as an Arab country, whereas they were completely the opposite. So that effort the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had made as far as spreading of deen. And together with that, their ibadat also, it's also mind-boggling how much of ibadat they used to make. The second is that to marry is virtuous and sunnah. If a person just wants to make ibadat and he doesn't get married, that is also going against the sunnah. However, there are certain people, due to their circumstances, they are excused if they don't get married. But the normal is that we get married. And this is really opposed to the Christian way of the nuns and the monks who go to monasteries and they don't get married. They say they are devoting their life for ibadat. And they cannot manage it. As the Quran says, they have imposed something on them which they cannot manage. So our deen also, which is the sunnah deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the deen which we can manage. If we want to make it more strict than that also for ourselves, we won't be able to manage. We must not do that. We must maintain the limits of the sunnah and get the great rewards of sunnah and have the love of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where at the moment on the one side, we are on the other extreme where we don't follow any sunnah whatsoever. And if it happens by chance or whatever that we go to the other extreme and we make so much ibadat more than what sunnah demands, that also is not correct. But at the moment we are on the other extreme where we are following the ways of the kuffar, we are hardly really making any ibadat. Even our farz, etc., we do it half-heartedly. We got no concentration in that. We are still very far from even starting or even dreaming of reaching the other extreme. Allah give us tawfiq to maintain the true sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not an act of piety to innovate something that is not substantiated by the Quran and the sunnah. In our deen, we must stick to what our deen taught us. We mustn't bring new things. Like for example, bidat is also in the love of deen and in the love of the pious, righteous, pious buzurgs. They established the uras, qawwali, etc. and they regard it as part of deen. That is also totally wrong. We must maintain the limits what Sharia have set for us. In Sharia, there is nothing like celebrating of birthdays, whether it's our own birthday, the birthday of any buzurg, even the birthday of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no celebration of birthday. So we shouldn't bring such practice into our deen. And many, many other things. Today, unfortunately, the Western way of life has overtaken us and we live by and large according to that way of life. We should, and it's absolutely necessary that we change that and bring the sunnat way of life into us. Just as the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquire about the ibadat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are taught to learn about the habits and etiquette of our pious predecessors so that we can follow their example. The Sahaba, they went and inquired, what's the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So we also should have that. We should stay with our elders, our pious, and see their ibadat, and then inquire from them how they saw their elders making ibadat. And that is the pattern that we should follow. But here what is being stressed is just to inquire about it. That is also a sunnah. To find out, today we don't inquire. Just what comes in our mind, just what we observe. To observe is also very important, but then to inquire also that how our elders made their ibadat. Since the era of our pious predecessors was closer to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their practices were likely to be more in conformity to it. Hence we endeavor to emulate their ways. Because our elders, they were more closer to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in there we should see almost everything. Those who are the righteous elders of ours, for example, their dressing, we should see, and they also did not make their own dressing from their own minds. They followed what they saw their elders. And that was the dressing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the other habits also, which today we might call it habit, but it is sunnah, and they took it from their elders, who eventually it leads up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the one of the purpose of staying with a sheikh, to see that how his practices are, and then see it right, how he learned from his elders, and his practices which go right up to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala bless us with the proper understanding of deen and to practice upon deen, and not that we follow the ways of the non-Muslims, but we teach them to follow the ways of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ourselves practice and we encourage them also to practice. May Allah give us all tawfiq.